He's already said that I would. And I'll keep on trusting that He's working everything for my good. He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view. Oh, I'm gonna make it through. Let's sing it now. I'm gonna make it. He's already said that I would. That He's working everything for my good. He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view. Oh, do you believe that tonight, church? Let's stay and sing it again.
Already said that I will.
Yes,
I'll keep on trusting that He's working everything for my good. He walks beside me, and heaven is in my view.
Praise the Lord. He's already said we will. And all we've got to do is take Him at His word. And I do know this, beyond everything else in this world, He don't lie. Christ does not lie. He said we're going to make it. He's going to have a bride. Aren't you glad you're part of it? Aren't you glad to be a part of what God's doing in the earth right now? Right here in the middle of Satan's Eden, God is perfecting a bride. Are you glad about it tonight? Give the Lord a big hand clap of praise tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Give Him a real good hand clap of praise. Yes, now I'm gonna make it. He's already said that I
trusting that He's working everything for my good.
He walks beside me.
Glory.
And heaven is in my view.
Oh yes, now I'm gonna make it through.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Amen. Why don't you take a second, shake somebody's hand tonight. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church on Saturday night, July the 4th, 2015. What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and play some of that, guys. Praise the Lord. Well, are you glad to be in church tonight? Are you glad you're a Christian? Amen. We're certainly happy to be in the service tonight. Brother David Gadman is back with us again this weekend. And, well, he blessed our heart the last time he was here. And we just love our brother. Brother Mike Howell brought him up. And, Brother Mike, God bless you. We're so glad to have you in the service with us tonight. Glad you're here. We've just come to have church. If you come for any other reason, you might as well leave now because we're going to have church here tonight. Are you glad to be a Christian tonight? Do you love the Lord better than everything in this world? Is He the best friend you ever had? Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Sister Teresa White wanted us to remember a friend of hers that asked that we would remember her husband, Carl Smith. Cancer has come back into his body. They're not giving him but about 3 months to live. Please help pray for him and his family. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Also, there's a manager of a store in Kingsport, Priceless Foods. I don't know what his last name is, but his first name is Rick. They've given him 6 months to live with cancer, and I just wish you'd pray for him tonight also. Just a lot of needs. We'll remember Norman Davis in prayer. He took a fall a few weeks ago and really hurt himself, and he's in a lot of pain. They're asking that we would remember him in prayer tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Sister Janet Kennedy, who is sick, unable to be in the service tonight. Also, we want to pray for Steve Mahan. He's an alcoholic and in real need of prayer, so they're asking that we would remember that man in prayer tonight as we pray. Brother, let's see where this came from. This was sent to the library. It says, please pray for my family, especially for my wife. Her name is Janet. She has a malignant tumor. Brother Lewis Angel, come on. I hope I got that name close to right. Sent that request in. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Brother Wes Willis, father-in-law. They're thinking he suffered a stroke, so let's remember that need tonight. Brother Gene Littleton says to thank you for your prayers for Sister Vela Baines and Sister Karen Hampton. Karen's test came back good. Vela is supposed to go home from rehab on Tuesday, July the 7th, so praise the Lord for that tonight. Amen. Here's a special unspoken request for Sister Maribel Marrero from New Jersey. We'll just commit that to the Lord tonight. Sister Linda Kennedy says, my granddaughter Amber is traveling to Kansas, asking for traveling mercy. Also for her husband Bill. He is suffering from a nervous condition and also has a very bad headache. So they're asking that we would remember him in prayer tonight also. All those that are traveling, we just pray God will give them traveling mercy as they're on the road this weekend. There's going to be a lot of folks traveling. Pray for Brother Donnie, Brother Darrell up in Ohio, that the Lord bless those meetings there. That just be mindful of that meeting. And, well, we're just glad to be here in the service tonight. It's so good to know the Lord. So good to have forgiveness of sins, isn't it? Aren't you glad your sins have been washed away? Old booger man will try to bring you past up, but I'll tell you what, we don't really have a past. We've got a future. Are you glad you've got a future tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight you'd like for this group to pray about. Let's just stand to our feet tonight, if you will. We just want to commit these things to the Lord. Brother Amos, if you would come tonight, just lead us to the Lord. Let's invite His presence into this service and ask Him to have His will on all these prayer requests tonight. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, God, tonight we just want to approach You and say thank You. We want to thank You for every answered prayer. Lord, there's been so many things, Father God, and many times we overlook things. Lord, as I heard one brother say many years ago, that he even thanked You for every little hat, even if it come from a thrift shop years ago when he was a boy. And it was wintertime, and they got some kind of old stocking cap or an old coat or an old vest or old set of gloves or boots from some old secondhand shop. He stopped to thank You for that. Lord, we want to thank You for everything, because in You, the Bible says, we live and move and have our being. Without You, we would have nothing. And Lord God, tonight, we thank You for what we've got. We thank You for the price that was paid there for us, Lord. Father God, we realize, Lord Jesus, such a great price. And Lord, there's such benefits that go along with this. There's such benefits, Lord, not in the future, Lord, but right now that can be received and enjoyed and be experienced by each and every one of us. Lord, I hold in my hand these requests, Lord. I think of that one, Lord, that's had this cancer to come back, and the other one with a tumor, and then the one that took the fall, dear God, and minister, brethren, that's away from us, Lord, ministering this weekend, Father God. Lord, there's a multitude of requests, Lord, that don't even get mentioned, Lord, that's been mentioned before and upraised hands here tonight. I can only say, Lord Jesus, that tonight we're not looking at the size of the circumstance, although it's urgent, Lord, and we're in these human frames. And therefore we call upon our high priest. But Lord, we look at the size of the promise. And Lord, when we can look at the circumstances, Lord, through Your eyes, then those circumstances don't seem like great big tall rocky mountains anymore, but they begin to look like molehills. And Lord, with the movement of Your little finger, Lord, demons can be cast out. So Lord Jesus, we look at these circumstances with the understanding and the revelation of the Word. Help us, Lord, that our flesh minds would not guide us tonight. But Lord, our hearts that are unified with You, Father God, with revelation and understanding, dear God, our soul that's been filled with the Spirit, may it guide us tonight. And may we think as Christ think, because You said in Your Word, let this mind be in You, which was in Christ Jesus. Father God, we want to allow that mind to run our lives tonight, dear God. We know that in some faraway places, Lord, there's some uncertainty tonight, dear God. There's an uncertainty tonight, Lord. Where am I going to find my housing? How am I going to live? How's my family going to make it? But Lord, as we hold the rest of these requests and that request in my hand tonight, dear God, we bring them before You, Father God, and we're believing You, Father God, to move for these requests, oh God. We ask it, Lord Jesus, that the enemy that's fighting against, Lord, these individuals, dear God, all of us, Lord, we're not exempt. But dear God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we're coming against a defeated enemy who is not overcoming us, but we are overcoming him. We're not going to back up. We're not going to take a back seat to Satan, because we're absolutely been given, Lord Jesus, that position from You, dear God, to face our enemy, not as a bunch of cowards, but as a bunch of people who know where they stand and they know what's on the inside of them. We ask it, God, tonight. You'll have the blessing over the remainder of this service. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask it. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight in this service with us, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Want to welcome to the service tonight Brother Keith Phillips' cousin, Chrissy Gaines from Ohio. She attends Believers Christian Fellowship in Lima. That would be you. God bless you. Give her a nice hand tonight. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you here in the service. Brother Mike, also mentioned him a few minutes ago. Brother Mike, glad to have you in the service. Let me make this announcement. This was announced on Wednesday, but we'll remind you again and probably keep reminding you for the next few services. There will be a blood drive for the Red Cross on August the 13th, beginning at 2 p.m. until 6:45 p.m. We appreciate your participation in the past. The Red Cross always looks forward to coming here. The sign-up sheet is in the library. Thank you for helping in this worthy cause. So remember that. Go by and sign up. And if you know somebody that's afraid to sign up, go ahead and sign them up too. No, don't do that. You might get in trouble. You might get in trouble. I got in trouble doing that one time, and I promised I would never do it again. But anyway, we're so glad that we are able to help in our community, aren't we? We want to be civic-minded. We want to be good neighbors to our community. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, I am awake. This is church, and I am going to participate. Now give the Lord a hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight. Let's sing today. Amen. Aren't you glad that something keeps holding you tonight? We've got some good songs that we're going to learn whenever we can all get together. I don't know when that'll be, but we've got them wrote down and ready to learn. Just bear with us. We're going to learn some new songs. But this song will never grow old, because I know this to be the truth tonight. Something on the inside is holding us from the evils of this world. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Do you appreciate the mercy and the grace of God? Something keeps holding me every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. Yes, it's a reality. Jesus is holy. Sing that chorus again. Something keeps holding me every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my trials,
guiding me constantly.
Oh yes,
the pull I felt was more than I could bear. Oh, when I was on the verge,
oh, yes,
of giving over,
oh,
the strength within myself just wasn't there.
It's a reality. Jesus is holding me.
Satan laid before me his temptation. It was his desire to steal away my done. Jesus is the strength I need to keep me in His grace.
I want you to see it now. And something keeps holding me.
He's holding me. Every day I see.
Oh, helping me faithfully.
Heard something on the radio the other day, and it's really true. Most projects that we start as human beings, we're a whole lot more excited at the beginning than we are the end, because we realize what we've got ourselves into. And it's a chore to finish a project sometimes. But on the other side of the coin, this is what we look at. We started out. We didn't know where we was going. We knew there was a message, but we didn't know where it was going to lead us. But the end is looking a whole lot better than the beginning. Are you agree with that tonight? Your end is looking a whole lot better than when you first started. Because you was confused as anybody, and I was too. But I'm glad. I'm glad the end, the finish line is looking a whole lot better than when I started. Are you glad about it tonight? Somebody say, praise the Lord.
When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Oh, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. No, I would not. No, I would not. Jesus came and He made me whole. I would not be denied. Now as Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord and instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His word. Our Lord was gone, and He would
Satan said our Lord was gone. He'll never hear your cry.
But praise the Lord, this work is done. For Christ our Lord, He is here.
Well, I would not be denied. No, I would not
be denied.
Well, till Jesus came and He made me whole, I would not be denied. Hallelujah.
Oh, Satan, he has said our Lord was gone.
Yes, he has.
And he would not hear my prayer.
Oh, yes. Yes, he has.
But I'm going to praise
the
Lord.
Him. We're going to praise the Lord.
Are you going to praise the Lord? Because the work is done for Christ our Lord.
Amen. As Brother David comes tonight, Brother Amos, if you go tell him to come on out at this time, if you would. Let's just sing a little bit more of that chorus tonight. I would not be denied. Satan would like to occupy your mind here tonight. He would like to control your thoughts. I want my mind to be controlled by the Holy Ghost. How about you? To get something from the Word of the Lord tonight. Our brother has studied. He's drove a long ways with Brother Mike to get here. We want to pull on that gift of God tonight. I believe God's got something for us tonight.
No, I would not be denied. No, I would not. Oh, till my Jesus came and made me whole. Would not be denied. No, I would not.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to be denied tonight. Amen. You may be seated just for a little bit. You love Him this tonight? Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. I'd like to read you something here before we get started, and this will calm my nerves too. So, but we're glad to be here tonight. Amen. Hope that you're glad to be here. Amen. I'd rather be here than in jail. Amen. Amen. But we appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate Brother Donnie having us again while he's away. And we just appreciate that. And Just pray for them where they're in Ohio having their meeting. Surely the Lord bless them there, and I'm sure that God will bless. You know, there's something about the Lord. You know, while He's blessing us here, He can bless them there and in Africa and everywhere else. Amen. That's just our God. Amen. I'd like to read this to you real quick before we get started. It's called Different Drug Problem. Said the other day, someone at a store read that a methamphetamine lab had been found in an old farmhouse in the adjoining county. And he asked me a rhetorical question. Why didn't we have a drug problem when you and I was growing up? I replied, I had a drug problem when I was young. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged to church for weddings and funerals. I was drugged to family reunions and community socials, no matter the weather. I was drugged by my ears when I was disrespectful to adults. I was drugged to the woodshed when I disobeyed my parents, told a lie, brought home a bad report card, did not speak with respect, spoke ill of the teacher or the preacher, or if I didn't put forth my best effort in everything that was asked of me. I was drugged to the kitchen sink to have my mouth washed out with soap if I uttered a profanity. I was drugged out to pull weeds in mom's garden and flower beds and kookaburras out of dad's fields. I was drugged to the homes of family and friends and neighbors to help out some poor soul who had no one to mow the yard, repair the clothesline, or chop some firewood. And if my mother had ever known that I took a single dime as a tip for this kindness, she would have drugged me back to the woodshed. These drugs are still in my veins, and they have an effect on my behavior and everything I do or say or think. They are stronger than cocaine, crack, or heroin, and if today's children had this kind of drug problem, America would be a better place. God bless the parents who drug us. Amen. I like that. Amen. Let's stand together. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 119. Amen. I believe that. Amen. I just believe that with all my heart. Amen. You know, it seems like here we are and just, you know what, America voted in just a few days ago and, you know, and just think like everything goes now. Amen. But I tell you what, there's a bride that's standing upon the Word of God. Amen. She'll not compromise upon the Word of God. Amen. You just wonder how much longer can it be until God calls His bride out of here. I want to be ready. Amen. This stuff that's going, it makes us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Psalms 119 verse 49 says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet I have not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you with all that's within our hearts, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for again another opportunity to be able to come to the house of God and worship you with people of like precious faith. Father, I'd ask, oh God, that you'd help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we sung that song, I would not be denied, Father. We ain't going to be denied tonight, Father. Whatever you've got for us, that's what we want, Father. Lord, we want to be recipients tonight of whatever you have for us tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you'd come on the scene, Lord. Move the vessel aside, Lord, and you speak tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, Father, if I'm prayed up and I'm studied up, Lord, and I've been just getting my mind all clear, Lord God, and the people, they're prayed up and they're pulling from your gift, then surely, Lord, you'll speak your mind for the service tonight, Lord Jesus. And that's what we want you to do, Father. We want you to have your way. We want you to have the preeminence, Father. Would you come, Lord, now? And Lord, and show yourself strong, Lord God. Help us tonight, Lord. Would you heal the sick, save the lost, and fill all with the Holy Ghost, Father. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I'd like to ask you a question. What is your comfort? That's what I want to speak on tonight. What is your comfort?
Amen.
Amen. And so we look here and into the scriptures here, and you know, I appreciate the Lord. Amen. And I'm just thinking of this, and you know, and just thinking about these things tonight. And you know, I believe believers, you know, are in some respects the same event happens to us all. I don't care who you are tonight. You may be poor. You may be rich. You may be well instructed, a man or a woman. You might be a good man, a good woman, or whatever. You might be a great man, but everything. You might be poor here tonight. You may be ignorant tonight, or whatever you are. But everything, every one of us go through the same thing. We all have trials and we all have battles. Amen. We all have trials. We all have battles. We all have different issues or whatever. Amen. Everything happens. But in each case, we can say, speak of my affliction. No matter who you are tonight, whether you're rich, you can speak of my affliction. Whether you're not rich tonight, you can speak of it. Amen. But the Proverbs 14:10 says it like this, the heart knoweth his own bitterness. Only me and you as individuals know what we're going through as individuals. You know what you're going through tonight. I know what I'm going through. No matter who you are, young people, you know what you're going through tonight. But I tell you, there's a God that can take care of each and every one of us. No matter what we're going through, He's here tonight to take care of each and every one of us. He promised that He'd be here. He said, we're two or three together, together in my name, there I'll be. So I believe He's here tonight. Amen. And I believe it's a grand matter that when my affliction in each case can be balanced by my comfort. Amen. Amen. By my comfort. And I find my comfort in the Word of God. Now I'm going to look at about four different areas tonight. You pray for us. I believe believers have their peculiar comfort. Each tried child of God can say, this is my comfort. Because the Bible says that every son and daughter that comes to God is going to be tried and tested. Amen. You're going to be tried and tested. I'm going to be tried and tested. In this age that we're living in, one of the most deceitful ages there is. But we have a promise that there's going to be an overcomer in this age. I'm going to be one of them that overcomes. Amen. I'm going to be one of them. And so each one of us can say, this is my comfort. No matter if you're being tried tonight, you can say, this is my comfort. And I draw strength from the Word of God. I draw strength from the message of the hour. That's my comfort. That's where I get my strength at. That's where I get my comfort at, is in the Word of God and in the message of the hour. Amen. When I look all around me and I see what's happening, I get my comfort in that the prophet of God said, it's going to come. Amen. And I believe that we can say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Amen. We can look at that and say that. Oh my, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. We see the manifestation of what the prophet of God talked about 50 years ago. It's coming to pass right now. But God's got a people. God's got a bride. Amen. I don't believe He sent this message, amen, just to be sending it. I believe He sent it knowing that there would be somebody to receive it. Amen. No matter what people are saying today, it don't matter what they say, I believe God's going to have somebody that's going to stand for the Word of God. Oh, they may write their books about being left behind and everything, but that's just getting people prepared to get left behind. Brother Jim Babb, I got a message that's got to get me out of here. I got a message that's preparing me to get out of here. Not being left behind, but preparing me to get out of here. Amen. So this is different from others. Worldly men get their comfort from others, from sources as they prefer. Whatever it may be, they get their comfort, the worldly people do. Whatever it may be, they may get their comfort from a shooting up drugs or whatever it is. But I get my comfort from another source. Amen. They get their comfort from other things, but the godly man looks to his experience of the Word and says, this is my comfort. Like David. Amen. When Goliath was standing there, can you imagine? Brother Louis, there was Goliath, 9 foot tall. And a little ruddy boy, little shepherd boy. Amen. Going out to meet Goliath with 14-inch fingers. Can you imagine? Amen. But he had an experience. Amen. By the Word of God. And that's where he was getting his comfort at. When everybody around him was saying, David, you're too little. Amen. David, you're not trained. You're not a warrior. This here Goliath, he's a warrior from his youth. And you're just nothing but a kid, David. That's all you are. But he looked to his experience. And he got his comfort. He said, my God, amen, had delivered me one time out of the hands of the lion. And he'll surely deliver me out of this Philistine or this giant's hands. Amen. He delivered me out of the hand of the bear, and he'll deliver me out of this giant's hand. Amen. He was looking to his experience. And I believe tonight, me and you can look to our experience and say and know that my God is real. Amen. If he delivered one time, he still delivers now. If he healed one time, he still heals now. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm getting my comfort from the Word of God. Amen. I'm looking to my experience. You said, well, Brother David, have you ever knew God come on the scene or do something that was that you could hold on to? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, we can look. Hey, just right in our local assembly back home, we've had healings.
Amen.
Amen. We had people get delivered. Amen. He's still that same God.
Amen.
Amen. I remember years ago, been some years now, me and my wife, we got kind of in a heated discussion. How many husbands and wives ever had them heated discussions? Amen. And so, anyway, my wife said, listen, I hope she's not listening in. But anyway, she said, I ain't going to be a hypocrite. I'm just going to quit going to church. And so I said, well, I clean for a living, and I've been doing that for about 30 years, clean buildings and stuff and everything, offices where I work at and stuff. So I said, well, I got to go clean this building, so I'm just going to go. About midnight, she got a phone call and said, why are you going to quit church? So she called me and asked me if I called. I said, no, I didn't call. I said, what about the pastor? Did you reckon, was it him? Said, no. Well, I knew who called. Amen. I don't care what you think or whatever, but I knew who called. Hey, there's only one that knew that she had said she's going to quit church. Amen. And he's still that same God. And I'm looking to my experience. Amen. And knowing that if he did it again, if he did it one time, he can do it again. And that's what David did. And that's what others down to the ages, they was looking at their experience from the Word of God and said, this is my comfort. My God can keep me. He's able to keep me. He's able to deliver me. He's able to hold me. Amen. Psalms 4:6 says it like this. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Amen. I want to look. I want to say, Lord, tonight, would you light up your countenance upon me? Would you light up your countenance not only upon me, but upon us? Amen. As a group of people, let us look around and see the good things of the Lord. See what God has done for us. If we look around and see what God's done for us, our problems are a lot smaller than what we think. Amen. I want to look around and see the good things that the Lord. Amen. Like that song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving my soul. Amen. I want to look at the good things of God. I want to see what he has done. So I'm saying, Lord, amen. Let me see. Let me look around. When I think I can't take another step, let me look around and see how that you brought me from this there to here. Amen. I say, God, it was your amazing grace. How sweet the sound. And if you brought me safe this far, you'll lead me on. Amen. I want to look around. Amen. Open. Light up your countenance upon me, Lord. Let me see the good things that you've done. Let me look around and see how good you've just been to me, Lord. Amen. He's been mighty good to us. Hey, if he saved your soul, that's the main thing. Amen. Open your eyes to the message of the hour. Amen. When others around us. Amen. I ain't knocking them. They just can't see what me and you see. But I thank God that I'm able to see what I see. Amen. I thank God I'm able to see, amen, the hour that I'm living in. And I can lift up my hands knowing my redemption draweth nigh. I thank God for that. When there's a lot they can't see. They're groping in darkness. God, I thank you for your light. Amen. Oh my, this is understanding what it is. He knew his consolation as well as he knew his tribulation. He was not like Hagar, who could see the well, what was so near her, or who couldn't see the well. She couldn't see the well. Look at Genesis 21:19. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. God had to open her eyes. I'm saying, Lord, open my eyes tonight that I might be able to see that fountain that's open in the house of David. Amen. For sin. If there's a fountain open in the house of David for healing, there's a fountain open in the house of David for deliverance. Amen. I thank God for that fountain. It's that same fountain that saved Hagar's life. It's that same fountain that followed the children of Israel in the wilderness. It's that same fountain. Amen. Amen. Jesus came there and said, I am that water. Amen. Hallelujah. He's that rock in the weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. He's that fountain tonight. Open my eyes, Lord, that I can see it. That it's right here, Lord. It ain't somewhere afar off, but it's right here, Lord. Amen. And the thing about it, I can take that fountain home with me tonight, and you can too. Amen. And I want to take it home. Amen. Yes, sir. This is happening near at hand. He does not say that it's if he pointed it out in the distance, but this as grasping it. I mean, hey, that's what I want to do tonight. I want to grasp it. I want to be like that guy in the scripture. Remember, he fought so long to the sun that they couldn't cleave his hand, take his hand away from the sun. I want to be like that. That I'll pick up the sword of the Lord. Amen. The word of God. And I want to grasp it so tight that ain't a devil in hell can take it out of me. Amen. There's something on the inside of the inside that's holding me. Amen. Not on this outside. Hey, we can go to a ball game and shout and this outside will feel good. Not on the inside, reasoning and memory and all that. And we can talk about so-and-so being gone or great-granny being gone. And we might come to the altar, but I want that something on the inside of the inside that anchors. Amen. Way down deep, amen. That ain't a devil in hell can pry it out of me. Amen. I was there when it happened, so I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to grasp it. Amen. Not just in the distance, but right here. And hold on to it with all that's within me. And not turn it loose. Not a time to turn loose. Amen. Not a time. Who was it? Abner. When he was right there at the gate, right there at the going in, he turned aside. You remember? And he said, you died as a fool. God help us tonight. When we're right there at the closing, we're right here at the gate, let us not turn aside. Amen. But let us keep pressing. Amen. This is pleading prayer. That which he had enjoyed, urging upon the Lord, the mercy already received. I thank you for mercy. Amen. I thank you for it. Amen. Brother Mike sings a song back home. Mercy said no. I ain't gonna let him go. Amen. I'm so glad that mercy said no. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he was pleading prayer, that which he had enjoyed, urging upon the, oh God, I thank you for that mercy. I thank you for that grace, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that mercy stepped in and pleaded my case when I couldn't say nothing. I was guilty, ready to die, but mercy stepped in. Amen. I'm glad for that mercy. Amen. I'm glad that mercy stepped in and pleaded my case. Ain't you glad? Amen, that mercy stepped in and pleaded your case. What a comfort knowing that mercy stepped in. What a comfort knowing that, hey, you was on your road to devil's hell, but mercy stepped in. Amen, knowing that you was on your road lost, but mercy stepped in. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad for that mercy. Amen. Let's look at number two. That comfort comes from a peculiar source. Amen. We look around us. Amen. People think we're peculiar. Hey, we might as well start acting peculiar. People think we're peculiar. Amen. You know, my daughter was telling me something that she seen on Facebook. I ain't too much on Facebook. Amen. But anyway, she said that now since the homosexuals have got their way, so now the polygamists want to have their way. And before you know it, it'll be lawlessness. Amen. Everybody wants to have their way. Amen. Don't preach it too hard, preacher. Don't get on our feet, preacher. Amen. Don't say, don't come down and get to where we live at, preacher. Amen. But that's the only way we're going to make it. Amen. Every now and then we have to step on some toes. Hey, I've got my toes stepped on before. Amen. Every now and then we'll get our toes stepped on. Amen. But I thank God because, hey, it goes to show me that He still loves me, that He still cares about me. Or He wouldn't warn me. Amen. He wouldn't give me a warning. He wouldn't say, hey, you need to let this go. You need to come up higher. You need to tighten up here. You need to loosen up here. God help me. Amen. Let me not just put it all on the preacher, but I got a part to do. Amen. Let me come into the house of God. No matter who's preaching or whatever it is, if he's preaching a pure, unadulterated word, let me pull from that gift so that I might be able to receive what I got need of. Amen. Don't put it all on Brother Louis or Brother Joel or whoever's leading the singing. I got to come in here and I got to worship God. It makes it a whole lot easier when we're a participant. Amen. Hey, makes it a whole lot easier. Seems like things just go a little bit smoother. Amen. Oh, thy word hath quickened me. In part, it is outward. The word of God, full of promises, is our comfort. Romans 15:4 says it like this: for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I have a hope. Amen. I get my hope. Amen. And through the comfort of the scriptures. Amen. I can look in here and it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he's still the same, amen, I need a healing touch, he's still the same. Amen. I claim the blood. Amen. That Jesus shed at Calvary. Amen. I need deliverance. I read in here where he's a deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where I get my comfort at. Amen. I have a hope. It said here, what did it say? For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. These things were written for me and you to learn by. That we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have a hope. Amen. Oh God. Amen. I got a hope tonight. Amen. When everything else is given away and the world ain't got no hope, I, as the bride of Jesus Christ, has a hope.
Amen.
Amen. I have a hope. Hallelujah. The word of God, full of records of his goodness, is the confirmation of our confidence. Look at Psalm 77, verse 7. Or verse 6. Let's start with verse 5. Psalm 77, verse 5. Listen to what he says. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Oh my, he said, I considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. How many of us has ever looked back and considered those days? Say, hey, I remember when God did this, and I remember, hey, he's still that same God. He said, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. You ever been in a condition where your spirit begins to make diligent search?
Amen.
You want to turn over every stone, look in every corner, and make sure, Brother Amos, is everything's clocking on 100. Amen. Verse 7, will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? How many of you ever thought about, hey, will he cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? We wonder those things sometimes because of the things and circumstances and trials and battles we go through. Is his mercy, verse 8, is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Has Mary ever been in that condition? Huh? We once said, Lord, have you forgotten? Have you forgotten, Lord? Has your promise failed, Lord? Verse 9, hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? But verse 10, I like verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. He said, this is my infirmity. I'm going through this. I'm going through this trial. And I begin to look back and I begin to remember the ancient days. And I went to God and I wondered, God, have you forgotten to be favorable? Have you shut up your tender bowels of mercy? He said, this is my infirmity. Yet will I not forget the years of the right hand of the Most High. Hey, whatever we're going through tonight, amen, that's our infirmity. But I don't want to forget the years of the right hand of the Most High. Amen. I don't want to forget those years. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God, full of power, is our strength. Ecclesiastes 8:4 says it like this, where the Word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what doest thou? Hey, where the Word of a king is, and we serve a risen Savior. We serve the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And where his word is, there's power. Amen. Amen. Where his word is, there's deliverance. Where his word is, there's healing. Amen. Amen. And who is going to say to the king, what do, who's going to say, can the clay say to the potter, why hast thou made me thus? But I'm so glad. Amen. When he told Jeremiah, let's go down to the house of the potter and let's see a work on the wheel. And the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. But he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and he makes me. I'm so glad he didn't throw the clay away. Hallelujah. He's still molding and making me. Amen. In part, it is inward. Thy word hath quickened me. In past experience, he had felt the power of the word raising him into life from death. Amen. Have you felt that? That the Word of God has risen you from death unto life. Amen. Psalms 116 verse 8 says it like this. It says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Amen. He felt it raising him. Amen. The power of the Word into energy from being lethargic. You know what the word lethargic means? Yeah. Abnormal drowsiness. Yeah. The state of being lazy or indifferent. Amen. But I have felt the power of the Word of God raising me from being lethargic into having energy. Amen. It's raised me from being indifferent. Amen. So that I can love everybody. Amen. It's raised me from a lower life into a higher life. I feel its power doing that. Psalms 119:67 says it like this. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Amen. Amen. I felt it raising me from a lower life into a higher life. Amen. How many has it done that to this? Amen. It's raised you from a lower life. Amen. One day you was no good, no account. Nobody would give you the time of day maybe. You say, well, I went to church. You still was no good. Amen. You had to have an experience with God. And God came on the scene by His Word. Amen. And by His Spirit. Amen. And raised you from a lower life into a higher life. Amen. Hallelujah. In all things, it had been a source of quickening to him. In present experience, he was then feeling its power, making his mind less worldly. Amen. That's what it's doing to me tonight. This word is my comfort, and it's making my mind less worldly. Whew. I wanted to become less worldly. Amen. Amen. Whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, think on those things. Amen. That's the things I want to think on. It's made my mind less worldly. Amen. It felt its power. Amen. Making his heart more prayerful. Amen. Is it making your heart more prayerful when you see the things going on around us? Oh God, help me. Amen, Lord. Help me, Lord. Like Paul said, who shall be able to deliver this old wretched man? Whew. Amen. When I look around me, I look and I say, God, who really believes your word? And he says, there's somebody that really believes it, and that's the bride. And I say, thank God, amen, that you gave me a desire to live for you. You placed a desire in my heart to want to come to the house of God. You placed a desire in my heart to want to worship you. You placed a desire in my heart to want to come to the house of God and lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. You placed a desire in my heart to want to come to the house of God and sing the songs of Zion. Amen. He's placed that desire in my heart. What a comfort it is. Amen. He's made my heart more prayerful. He's made my spirit. I feel that word of God by the power of the word of God making my spirit more tender.
Amen.
I wanted Brother Jack to make my spirit more tender.
Amen.
Toward him. And not only toward him, toward one another.
Amen.
And not only just here in the same household of faith, but what about those on the outside that may not see what me and you see? I say, God, maybe before it's too late, would you open their eyes, Lord? God, would you open up their hearts, Lord? Amen. Lord, just help them somehow, some way, make my spirit more tender to them. Because, Lord, it could be me out there and them here. But, Lord, I thank you that I'm here. I thank you. It's like that old song we used to sing. Amen. I'd rather be on the inside looking out than up on the outside looking in. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. It's made my spirit more tender. And it's made my faith more simple. Amen. Just simple faith, Lord. Amen. The same faith I got to get out there and crank my car up. The same faith that I can believe that God is able to do whatever He said He would do. Whatever He promised He would do. Amen. My pastor's wife back home, Sister Margie, she's in need of a touch of God. Amen. I pray, God, that you touch her. Amen. There's my wife. She needs a touch. There's others in our church. There's others here that need a touch. God, would you touch them tonight by your power of your word, Lord? Amen. Would you touch them tonight? Would you heal them tonight? Would you deliver them tonight, Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If that word has done and is doing all this, we may expect it to do more. Amen. I'm expecting it to do more and to magnify its power and our complete rescue and our complete deliverance. If it's doing all that, and I believe it is. Amen. I believe it's doing all that. And if it's doing all that, it can magnify its power in our complete rescue. Amen. And one of these days, we'll get out of here in a body change. Hallelujah. We're what we're eating off the unfailing word, that body word of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. He tore open those seals. Amen. And let us see our name. Amen. Let us see our name was on the wheel. Whew. And so since my name's on the wheel, I want to claim everything that God got coming to me. Amen. Everything God's got for me, I want. Amen. Whatever He's got for me. I tell you what I need, and that's a closer walk with God. I believe everybody needs a closer walk with God. So God, if that's what you got for me, then I want it. Amen. Whatever, Lord, you got for me, I want everything, Lord. Amen. I believe He can make it possible for me and you to receive everything that He's got for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only thing this world's good for is to sin in. Amen. You know what? We've been going down ever since. Brother Branham, 1956, said America either accept God or reject God. Came back, said she's rejected God. She's been going down ever since. Amen. Now it's to a place where the leader of our country can, call up a homosexual leader and say, and congratulate them for getting their way. And then a few hours later, being in a congregation singing Amazing Grace. Amen. But that's what our country is reflecting. Amen. But God's got a people that ain't going to stand for such nonsense. Amen. God's got a bride. Amen. That's going to get out of here. This whole world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. Amen. I'm just passing through. Amen. No wonder Brother Bram said you could put a Lincoln, amen, Washington in every county in the United States. It still wouldn't do no good. She's gone. Amen. Prophet of God said in 1964, I think it is, recognizing your day in its message. He said there'll come a time, it is right now, where one nation under God will be taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance. We're here. Yeah. Amen. We want to be politically correct. Don't want to offend nobody. Don't want to rock the boat. Amen. It's time that we as preachers start rocking the boat. Amen. Amen. It's time that we start calling black, black, and white, white. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what old John, I like him. Amen. He said, who warned you to come to this revival? Who told you to come up here anyway? Said, hey, and if you're coming, you need to bring forth fruits meet for your repentance if you said you repented. Amen. You said, well, I sure don't want him as our, he's, I'd rather have, you know, instead of having Brother Donnie, I'd rather have Jesus as my pastor, you know, Jesus, kind, you know. Alright. What did he do? Amen. He took a rope. Amen. And begin to plait it and beat some people out of it when they were making his house. It would call, he said, you have making my house a house of thieves. Amen. When it's supposed to be called a house of prayer. Amen. And said, this has, it was fulfilled. This was fulfilled. He done this so that the scripture could be fulfilled that the zeal of the house of the Lord had eaten him up. Can you imagine him going in there and kicking over money, changing tables and all that, letting them turtle doves loose? My, you still want Jesus as your pastor? Amen. Amen. Oh my. He didn't pull no punches. Amen. How about John the Baptist? He didn't pull no punches. Amen. He came out there and he said, he looked up there. He said, hey, listen. He said, it's not lawful for you to have her as your wife. Amen. Amen. Like I said, he said, bring forth fruit meat for repentance. If you said you repented, let me see some works then. Let me see something that shows that you repented. Let me see your life that shows that you repented. Amen. Let me see your life that shows that you got a hold of God. Amen. Let me see your life that you know you got something that's real and genuine. Amen. You didn't hold back. Hallelujah. Oh my, listen, that comfort is valuable under peculiar trials. Amen. When we're going through trials, like I said, we're all going to go through trials. We're all going to go through battles. But this comfort that we have is valuable under them trials. Amen. Psalms 119, we read verse 49. Therefore the word, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Hope is not deferred. It's not put off. But this word has quickened us. And it, because it has quickened us, it has enabled us to hold on. Amen. Amen. It has enabled me to hold on to all that's within me. Amen. I ain't going to turn loose either. It's enabled me to hold on. I'm glad that it's enabled me to hold on. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. That it's enabled me to hold on. Amen. It's quickened me. Amen. It's made possible for me to hold on. Amen. Until then, it wasn't possible for me to hold on. Amen. When I look around, amen. Before then, when I look around and I've seen things going on in my life and other people's life, my foot slipped. Amen. Remember that guy that went into, remember when he began to look around and he seen the wicked, how they flourished. He seen all this, how it seemed like there was no bands in their death and everything was all right. The Bible says his foot nearly slipped. And he went into the sanctuary and began to talk it over with the Lord. And then he knew, amen, and understood their end. Amen. That the wicked has an end. Amen. All this, amen, is going to come to naught. But I don't have no end. Amen. Amen. My life, amen, is in the Lord's hands. Amen. And when I get out of here, I'm just stepping over from this life into another life. Amen. That eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's trials endured. Amen. Psalms 119:50 says, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Amen. Comfort is needed in mostly in trials and tests. Amen. And there's not comfort. There's nothing comforting like quickening power. Amen. The Bible says if the same spirit that dwelt in Christ, amen, dwells in that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Amen. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in me and it dwells in you, it will quicken you. It'll quicken me to what? It'll quicken me to the Word of God. It'll quicken me so I want to come to the house of God. It'll quicken me so I want to worship God and praise God. That's what it'll do. There's no comfort like quickening. Amen. How about scorn suffered? Amen. Psalms 119:51. The proud have had me greatly in derision. Have I not declined from thy law? Amen. That word derision means an object of ridicule. We become objects of ridicule. Whew. Oh, you're just one of them. Huh. Yes, I'm one of them. And I'm glad that I am one of them. Amen. I'm glad I am one of them. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. We care nothing for mockers when we're lively in spiritual things. Amen. When our life, amen, is lively in spiritual things. We don't care what people say. We don't care what they do. We don't care how they act because we're alive in the spiritual. Amen. We're alive in spiritual things and we ain't care what other people do, what other people say. Our face is set toward the Lord and we're marching onward. Amen. That's what I'm doing. I'm marching onward.
Yes, sir.
Amen. No matter what they come around, they may mock us. They may tell all kinds of things and call us all kinds of names. But hey, I'm marching onward. Amen. Sins of others. Psalms 119:53 says, horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Amen. Hey, horror has taken hold upon me, said, because of those that have forsake their law. We look around and we think, my horror, because of those that have left the message. But you know what? Amen. He'll give us more grace. Amen. And that grace that he gives us will enable us to bear up under abounding sin. Amen. No matter who leaves or who don't leave, who quits or who don't quit. Amen. He's given us more grace to bear up against them things. Amen. That we'll be able to stand. Amen. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll be able to bear up under abounding sin. Psalms 119:54 changes. It says the statutes have been the songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Amen. The Bible has a song for all seasons and a psalms for all places. I don't care. You may be going through a season in your life, maybe a season of winter in your spiritual life, but the Bible, amen, has given you a song for that season. Amen. And he's given you a psalm for all places. Wherever you may be at tonight in your walk with God, he's giving you a song. He's giving you a psalm in all places, wherever it may be at tonight.
Amen.
He's giving you that song.
Amen.
Well, we all can sing when everybody else is singing. But when things are going rough and things ain't going like we thought it should go, I wonder where our song is then. Amen. You remember when they came to the prophet and said, Billy, after he lost his wife, he lost his baby. He said, Billy, did you hold your religion? He said, no, it kept me. Thank God. Amen. That we got something that'll keep us in the hour of temptation. Amen. When all hell is against us. Amen. And the Bible says hell has enlarged her mouth. Amen. And Brother Branham said that the lid has come off of hell and demon power streaming in every direction. God's given us a song. And he gave us a psalm. Amen. No matter what place we're in, what position we're in, or what the season of our life may be at right now, he's given us a song. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, how about darkness in the night? Amen. He said, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. Amen. There is no nightlight like the light of the Word of God. Amen. What's it do? It's enlightened me. What does it mean by enlightening? It's given me spiritual insight. Amen. When I can look around, I got spiritual insight. When people don't know what's going on, I thank God that God's given me some spiritual insight that I can know what's going on. And I can lift my head and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. I can be like Job of old. Amen. When it was all said and done. And the Lord said, Job, stand to your feet. I want to talk to you. He said, where were you at, Job, when I laid the foundations of the earth? Sons of God shouted for joy. Where were you at, Job?
Amen.
Then at the end of it, he said, I've heard, but now I see. Thank you, Lord. I've heard, but now I see. Amen. Oh, I thank God. Oh, I heard. Amen. I didn't see about the light when it came on the wall and wrote after the prophet preached the church age. But I've heard, so now I believe. Amen. I didn't see when the squirrels were created, but I've heard, so now I believe. Amen. There's just something about it that ain't a devil in hell can take it out of me. Hallelujah. Oh, he's furnished us with some spiritual insight. He's given us some knowledge. Amen. And not only has he enlightened us, but he's enlivened the heart. Amen. In other words, he's able to put it into action. He's able to put us into action. Amen. By his word, I'm able to get into action. Amen. Take that word and be like they, amen, be like they were then holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. That's the way I want to be. That's the way I want my life to be.
Amen.
It's holy, holy unto the Lord. That's how I want to walk. Holy, holy
Amen.
Unto the Lord.
Amen. That's good.
How they did. Holy, holy unto the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the priest, Aaron, went behind there once a year.
Right.
And he had to be dressed right.
Amen.
He had to walk right. He had to talk right. His attitude had to be right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And everything had to be just right. And when he walked in there, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Amen.
Now each and every one of us have a chance to go behind the veil. And that's the way our walk should be. Holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. I want it to be right. I want my walk to be right. I want my attitude to be right. Amen. And then Aaron, he's the only one that could go behind there. But now, I mean, you have a privilege. But when Aaron was the only one to go behind there, history states that he had a bell and a pomegranate. Pomegranate, you know, holy, holy. But history states also that they tied a rope around his leg.
Right,
and so if the bell stopped ringing, nobody could go in there. He was dead and they had to drag him out. Because the bells had stopped ringing. I wonder about our bells tonight. Have they stopped ringing? But are they ringing holy, holy, holy unto the Lord? Or has our bell stopped ringing? God, don't let my bell stop ringing, but let it be holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. That's the way I want to walk. It's holy, holy unto the Lord. Last one. That the form of that comfort is a test of character. That comfort is going to test our character. Number one, some look to wealth when their bank account is increased. And everything's going all right. The bills are paid. Car payments made and all that. Well, they don't need God. They don't need to come to church and worship like they always did because, hey, everything's all right. But hey, I want to come and worship whether everything's going all right or not. Amen. No matter what, no matter if I got money in the bank or I don't have money in the bank. Amen. Oh, they'll look to their wealth when everything is all right and everything. And then they say, this is my comfort. They mind the main chance. Amen. Because St. Luke 12:19 says it like this. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. The prophet of God said it like this. If there's no resurrection and Christ not risen from the dead, then eat, drink, and be merry. Go out, live like hogs. Might as well go out and live. If there's no resurrection, amen. If Christ hasn't risen from the dead, we might as well eat like hogs, slap around like hogs. And some people say, well, the price is too great. Amen. But I want to pay the price. Amen. Because the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Amen. But they mind the main chance. They are worldly. Amen. Some seek to dreams and other things and visions and other things. They are superstitious.
Amen.
Some run to sin, drinking, gaming, worldly company, drugs. They are wicked. And some resort to their fellow man for advice and assistance. They're unwise and will be disappointed, especially if they seek assistance or advice from somebody that ain't living right with God. Amen. Jeremiah 17:5 says it like this. Thus said the Lord, cursed be that man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Amen. So they're unwise and will be disappointed. God help me, but let me look to your word. Let me look to, if I'm gonna look to somebody, let me look to your word. Let me look to the one that you sent in our day as an example.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What is your comfort today? Has the word quickened you? If it has, you gotta look to it under all kinds of trials, for it will never fail you. I may fail you. Brother Darrell may fail you. Brother Donnie may fail you. But that word of God will never fail you.
Amen.
Amen. It'll stand the test. I think of Noah. Real quickly before we... I got to read a couple quotes here. I think of Noah though. Real quickly. Where did he get his comfort from? After preaching 120 years. He still said, it's going to rain. Because he got his comfort from knowing that God said so.
Amen.
Well, no, we're scientific age, you know. We can take our instrument. I don't care what you can take, what you can find up there. All I know is God said so.
Amen.
And if God said so, that's enough for me. Did he get discouraged? I imagine, Brother Amos, after 120 years.
Right.
And maybe seeing nobody come to the Lord.
Amen.
I imagine he got pretty discouraged. But he held on and said, God said so.
Amen.
Even when he got in the ark. And God shut the door. Maybe his wife, his son said, Dad, are you sure? All I know is God said so. All I know is God said so. I think about Job. He said, though the skin worms destroy this body, yet my flesh I'll see God.
Amen.
I like that. Amen. Yet my flesh I'll see God. Oh my. And you know what? He seen him, didn't he? Hallelujah. See, just like Abraham. Amen. I can imagine when God, amen, our Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer came, amen, and took that book out of Satan's hands, amen, and took our sins and died upon the cross and went to hell with our sins. But he didn't stop there. He went down there into the pits of hell where Satan lived. And Brother Louis, he grabbed them keys off of Satan's side. Amen. And now Satan's just a big old bluff. He don't even have the keys to his own house. And he went by and started unlocking some doors. Amen. And I imagine the first one he came to might have been Abraham. He said, my God, Sarah, there he is. That's the one I seen. That's the one that came down that dusty trail that day. And I said, to told the servant, go get a tender calf. Amen. Dress it. Amen. And I ate cornbread and drank milk with him. That's him, Sarah.
Amen.
That's him. I imagine Ezekiel said, that's him, man. That's the one I saw that wheel in the middle of the wheel. Daniel said, that's the one that I saw that stone hewed out from the rock. That's the one. That's the one. I imagine old David. Amen. He probably got a little hillbilly on that harp. Amen. He probably said, that's him. That's him. I prophesied nearly, amen, some years ago. Amen. I said, my God, why has thou forsaken? That's him. That's the one. That's him. Amen. The Bible says he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Can you imagine? Open up ye everlasting gates and let the King of glory come in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My, what a comfort. What a comfort we got. Listen to what the prophet of God said. This is just a prayer. He says, kind Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for people who are willing to come and sit in a hot building like this and to make this sacrifice to come and be inconvenient to them and come to hear the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, and to see the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus convict sinners of their sins and to bring them to reconciliation before God. And I pray, Father, that you will bless them for this effort. Many poor, sick people sitting here tonight, suffering with heart trouble, cancer, stomach troubles, TB, all kinds of diseases and afflictions. Of course, this crowd pushed in like this in the intense heat of the building, they're suffering as they sit here. Oh God, may the Holy Ghost come in, His great power, like He did to the children in the Hebrew, children in the fiery furnace, and pour out and put our minds so in condition to think upon Him and to listen to His blessed word into the heat of the building will fade away and we'll not think about it. But just that the power of the Holy Spirit might renew all of our faith and strengthen God. Grant it. Help the speaker. Bless the hearer. Sanctify the people, the word, and may every one of the words of God tonight fall on the right kind of ground that would bring forth a hundredfold. Listen to this now. Comfort the saints, Lord. That's what I want them to do tonight. Comfort the saints. Lord, we're speaking so much to the sinner, calling them to repentance. Now comfort the saints also. Lord, and give them consolation. Oh my, this is good. He said, comfort the saints. Lord, and give them consolation to know that their faith is not in vain in the Lord Jesus. Oh my, that's what I want them to do tonight. How many's ever, you know, we go through battles, we go through trials. Here we are. This is 2015. My, we thought we'd be out of here a long time ago.
Amen.
But here we are, and sometimes our faith gets kind of low. Sometimes we think it's in vain, but here he says, comfort the saints, Lord, and give them consolation to know that their faith is not in vain in the Lord Jesus. But we're moving on to that great land. Grant it, Lord, and help us and bless us, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Oh, I like that. Again, he says, he was a comfort to Israel when they could look up and see the pillar of fire and hear the prophets speak the words that was true. And God vindicated it. That was their comfort. He was a comfort when he was here on earth as a man, God made flesh. God representing himself and expressing himself through a man, Christ Jesus, who promised that. The works that I do will you do also. And I'm going to the Father and going to send back the Holy Spirit, which will be me in spirit form. And I'll be with you and dwell in you. And the very same things that I've done here, the Holy Spirit would do again in my name when he comes. See, that's the way why he said to speak against that now, against the atonements already made, was unpardonable sin, to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. He said, the very same things that I do, it'd be done again. You can do it again. Amen. Again, he says it like this. Listen. He says, he made this directly sure. See, he will speak in my name. The works that I do, will you do also. When he's upon you, see, he will comfort in the same way by forgiving all our sins, healing all our sicknesses, and speaking to us of comfort of a kingdom that is to come. See, proving himself among us as God proved himself among us by Jesus Christ. And in 1 Timothy 3:16, it's written this way. Know about God without controversy. We realize that great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifested in the flesh. We saw God in flesh. That was God's comfort to know that he came so much. He cared for us until he became one of us. Oh, I'm so glad that he cared for us till he became one of us. He became me that I might become him.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my, God manifested in the flesh, not just another person, but God himself. And now to make it another step closer, he sends the Holy Spirit to care for our comforts. And he abides in us.
Amen.
Then Brother Branham ends it up. Oh, he does care for us. Oh, I like that. Oh, he does care for us. He sends the Holy Spirit, amen, to abide in us, to comfort us and abide in us. He said, oh, he does care. Listen again, he says, and Job was a prophet that lived even before the Bible was written. And notice, he was a prophet and the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And then when he wanted comfort, he could find none. He went to church and his church didn't have any comfort for him.
Amen.
My. But accusation against him. But he stayed and God showed him the word by vision. And then he was comforted. And he stayed on his feet and the lightnings flashed and the thunders rode. And he said, though the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I'll see God. Let death or anything else strike me. It doesn't make a bit of difference because I see God. I saw the vision of his word. Amen.
Amen.
What a comfort. To know, he said, I'll see God. Amen. What a comfort. And one more, then we're going to close. Listen to this. I thought this was real good on the comforter. Find it real quick. You love him, don't you? Amen. He said, there it is. Then how long is he going to abide? Forever. That's what is that. Then what is the word of God? What is our comfort today? It's the Holy Spirit. It's when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the power of the living God living in us. That's our comfort today. When we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the power of the living God living in us, living in you, living in me, what a comfort. Listen, he says, with the word of the living God we stand. That word is made flesh and dwelt among us. Now that same word that was made flesh and dwelt among you has become our flesh. Boy, I love that. He said that same word that was made flesh and dwelt among us has become, Brother Louis, has become me and your flesh. It's become our flesh. Amen. He said, He is with you now, but He shall be in you. Now that same word that the prophet spoke, that same word that was made flesh, that same word dwells in the church. Therefore, if we don't compromise the word, I don't want to compromise the word, Brother Bab. Amen. He said, now if we don't compromise the word, amen, listen to what he says. He said, now if we don't, he said, that same word dwells in the church. Therefore, if we don't compromise the word, we stay right with it. We don't compromise it. What did he tell Joshua? He told us that now my servant Moses is dead. Didn't he? He said, but Moses, Joshua, you're to take the people over. But I don't want you to lean to the right hand and don't lean to the left hand. You just stayed exactly with what Moses said, and I'll be with you just like I was with Moses. I think that pertains to us. Hey, Brother Brown's gone. He done left the scene. And I don't want to compromise it. But I want to stay just like he said it. Amen. I want to preach it just like he said it. Stay right with it. And don't compromise it. And that same God will be with us like he was with the prophet. Amen. He said, if we don't compromise it, that same word living in you will produce the same thing that it did when he was made flesh. Because your flesh holds it. Amen. My flesh holds it. Your flesh holds it. And if we don't compromise with that word, it'll produce the same thing. Amen. Whatever you have need of, it'll produce that same thing. When he was here on earth, he healed. He delivered. He saved. Amen. It'll produce that same thing tonight. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. I get my comfort from the Word of God. I get my comfort from living by this Word. He said, if I don't compromise it, but stay true to it, because my flesh holds it. He said, that same Word that's living in me will produce the same thing it did when it was here. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know the prophet of God, he just didn't put it over on himself. But he said, you lay hands on one another. You pray for one another. How many's got a need tonight? How many's sick? How many's got a need? Why don't you reach over and touch somebody? Take somebody by the hand or whatever. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, what a comfort we get, Lord, from your word, Lord. Your word is powerful, Lord. It's making our mind less worldly, Lord. It's making our spirit more tender, Lord. It's making our faith more simple, Lord God. It's making us, Lord, to become less worldly, Lord Jesus. Oh God, help us, oh God. Help us to take your word and live by your word, Lord God. And let that be our comfort tonight, Lord Jesus, is that your word, Lord, it'll stand under all kinds of trials and all kinds of tests. Your word will stand, Father. It's been tried, it's been tested, and it's been proven, Lord. Now, Father, Lord, you said, your prophet said, if we don't compromise that word, but we stand right with that word, Lord, then our flesh holds that word. And Lord, that same word living in us will produce the same thing when it was here upon the earth. Lord, it'll produce that same thing. Now tonight, as we got our hands laid on one another, Lord, no matter what the need is, Lord, whether it be sickness, Lord, whether it be a trial or battle, whatever it is, whatever the affliction may be tonight, Lord, would you touch, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord. Save those that are lost, Lord. If there's somebody that needs deliverance tonight, would you deliver them, Lord Jesus? I pray for Sister Margie back home, Lord God, that you touch her, Lord God. May your Holy Spirit go to where she's at tonight and just continue to touch her. Touch my pastor, Lord. Encourage him, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, grant it, Father. Lord, I pray for my wife that you touch her, Lord. Others, Lord God. Brother Mike being sick in body when he's coming up the road today. Touch him, Lord God. Others, Lord. Out here in the congregation, whatever the need would be. Bless Brother Donnie, Lord. Bless others, Lord. Bless Brother Louie. Just different ones, Lord. Every deacon, every trustee, Lord God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord. Touch and heal. Touch and save, oh God. Grant it, Lord. May we get a comfort, Lord, from your word, Lord. Knowing that you said that if we don't compromise, Lord, help me to stay true to your word, Lord Jesus. Help me to stay true, Lord. Then, Father, It'll produce that same thing. It'll produce that same kind of life, Lord God. Whew. And then when you died on that cross, that grave couldn't hold you, Lord. Lord, if we're living or we go by the way of the grave, either way, Lord, we're a winner. Grant it, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Touch the sick. Touch, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, whatever our affliction is, may in each case be balanced by my comfort is in the Word of God. My comfort is in your Word. Thank you, Jesus. May it quicken us. May it make us alive, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just worship Him before I turn the service back to Brother Luke. Whatever. Let's say, maybe we sing that song, Brought Me Out Here On. I Would Not Be Denied. Amen. How many's not going to be denied tonight? Amen. You love Him tonight. You appreciate the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Has the word of God quickened you? Has it made you alive? Amen. Has it given you the desire to live for Him? Amen. To do more for Him in this hour that we're living in. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Amen. Start it. Amen. Hallelujah.
When pains of death seize on my soul, unto the Lord I cry. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Jacob in the days of old, I wrestle with the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His word. I would not be denied. I would not be denied.
You know that second verse, as Jacob in the days of old, he wrestled with the Lord. You know what? Your Esau is right outside the church there. That old Esau being that evil part, that Jacob being that spiritual part. And you know what? I don't care if you speak in tongues. I don't care if you shout, you dance. Your Esau's still out there. Hey, I've seen people, women, husbands and wives, have a good service, Brother Louis, outside the church, they argue. Because their Esau was out there. They needed something. Amen. They needed to wrestle it out, like Jacob did. To where, after he got a touch from the Lord, he walked different. Everybody else looked different. Amen. Let's sing it again. Amen. Amen.
As Jacob in the days of old,
yes,
I wrestle with,
yes,
the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I stood upon His word.
Did you enjoy the word of the Lord tonight? Brother David, God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. That the world knows nothing about.
Amen.
They absolutely don't have a clue. I wish they did. I'm glad we've got it, though, aren't you? Shake hands with somebody and tell them this. Have you really enjoyed church tonight? Praise the Lord. Let's sing that little chorus tonight, Brother Harry, if you will. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Let's sing that just before we leave. Just before we leave tonight, let's sing this little chorus together. Remember service in the morning at 11 o'clock. Come back. Let's just look, see what God will have for us. It's going to be good, I promise you. Somebody say praise the Lord. Our God reigns. Yes, our God reigns. Tonight.